Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. Mindset Media Radio. Is anybody listening to what I'm saying? They brought back the bad news. But listen, after listening to this bad news, now the rest you can see that the hating God, the defining of that, this is nonsense. Moses is telling us nonsense. The definition of people saying that, let us now find other leaders that will take us back in Egypt. That was spoken by the people, not the news tellers. The news tellers broadcasted what they saw, what they experienced. But it was a deception, because they would have changed their news around. They might have seen giants there, yes, but they had a God that is greater than those giants. So they defined their news and told the story. The inspiration of motivational innovation that innovated the people in thinking, seeing themselves useless and God's word totally useless. Moses, that one is even more useless. This was a definition of how people were defining God and Moses. But literally, the 10 spies brought their negative report. The 10 spies' report was so negative that the two people, you know, most of the radio stations, we are playing the 10 spies' information. Listen, you're listening to 90.5 FM. Right about now, the news says the 10 spies who went to spy out the land, they have brought to us the news here. I tell you, it's up to good. Moses and it's all a lie. You know, we are going to be devoured. The giants are there. So this is the news. The two people who brought the good news, they were hardly broadcasted. It was very hard to hear the news of the two spies that brought good news, because it seems that good news doesn't have a broadcasting capacity of wide range or big acceptance or with a big audience. Always big audiences are listening to foolish things, foolish music, obnoxious stuff that is on the radio. Bend over, killing, murder, crime. How many are killed? How many are raping each other? How many are committing crime? This is the news on the radio. The good news, it is very hard to find the good news. Sometimes you have to search heaven under earth, you know, to find good news. It is not an easy thing to find good news. That's why the two reporters that reported the good news concerning God, Moses, and the ability to do the right thing, the ability to be able to achieve the right goals, the ability to go there and be innovated, to reach out for the best who they can be, it was not an easy academy to find. It was not an easy radio station to find. When we are looking for good, when we are looking for good, to do good, when we are looking for how can we expound on who our abilities and capacities that God has created in us to excel our limitations. Sometimes to find broadcasting energies that will be broadcasted and energize that in your life, it's not easy. The easier broadcasters that you can find, they are the manipulated one. To manipulate, to speak evil, to gossip, and to speak, to underestimate people's lives. And to undermine the abilities that God has created in us. Those type of radio stations and TV, television stations and media, social media interactions, they are not very hard to find. We easily run into them. So we've got to be discerning. We've got to know our choices. Our choice is to choose to hear, to listen to the voice that is speaking to us. Is it motivating us? And when we find a voice that is speaking to us, let me tell you, definitely you're going to have to fight to rise up, to stand up for what is right, to be able to achieve your goals through listening to the radio station that is right. Let us start supporting good things, because time will come that good things needs to be supported by good people. When you get something good, support it, encourage it, motivate it. Don't let it die in you. We all have strength. I've realized, however small we may think we are, whoever we may think we are, but when it comes to voting, our vote can become so strong depending on who we have chosen to become and where we are going. Time comes when we need to fight for the right things that we need to do in this earthly realm. Time comes when we need to stand up for the right thing, stand up for the right voice, so that the right voices support the right things, so that the right things may continue to flow in your life, may continue to be accessible in your life. Like I said, the biggest majority number that brought bad news, there were 10 of them. The minority that brought good news, there were only 2 of them. Now, when you're making choice to discern, praying to God to discern who you should listen to discern what should enter through your eye gates, ear gates, your mouth gate, and your nostril, to discern and to be able to be covered and to be able to be nurtured by good, you've got to be ready to fight and to support the good things so that they may not die out or may not fade out due to the fact that we have a biggest majority of bad things trying to outweigh the good things. Let us rise up a standard that in the good that we have heard, the good we have partaken of, how can we support it to extend it to be and to do more good? For those of you who have been listening, you have been listening to the voice of Apostle Ngabo here from the Council of Gabagas Courthouse in the land of Ham, the land of Kush. Mindset Media. It all begins in the mind. Hallelujah. May God bless and may God speak. I pray for you that the message you have heard will elevate your understanding, will enable you to discern and to receive and to choose to support, to choose to give into what is good so that good may be sustained in this Mother Earth. In the name of Yahushua HaMashiach, we pray, somebody holler and say amen and amen.